This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It is so funny how everybody overreacts to everything. So let me get this straight as it pertains to the New York Mets. The team, the same team that most of you had dead and buried 3 days ago, all of a sudden now, well on their way to winning a division here. You gotta relax and evaluate this team overall. And when you look at what the Mets have done here this season, there was always reason to believe that they were going to be a playoff team. So forget that for a second. Then when you watch what they've done recently, you know, losing that game on Sunday against Atlanta and watching the Phillies play the way that they have, there was reason to believe that the division was probably out of reach. And now, because the Mets have won the first two games from the Phillies, who they seem to own, at least for now, the confidence is back in full force. And you should be excited if you're a Mets fan because they played pretty well here the last couple of days. However, it means nothing without a win tonight. They put themselves in a spot where there is no wiggle room. There is no margin for error as far as the division is concerned. Now, there's a whole nother conversation, even if you're not worried about the NL East. Well, okay, just get in the playoffs and this team could do damage. That is something that I felt for a long time. I was remaining positive and calm through the thick of the storm here where most people were jumping off the boat. So I've always believed that this was a playoff team. And yes, they've been inconsistent. They know it. You heard Nimmo say it last night. Everybody said it. They've been inconsistent. You don't know what to believe at times with this team. But they have responded. That's the important thing. Forget about the two wins against the Phillies as it pertains to the standings for a second. They've responded against a team that they were going to be measured up against. This was a measuring stick series. Not the games and the loss column that they're behind the Phillies. No, a measuring stick. Hey, how are they going to stack up against a team that has been better than they have throughout the course of the season? To a tune of 7 games better prior to these two games. And they did look the Phillies in the eye, and they did beat the Phillies, and they've done it in good ways where you come back in these games or blow leads and then come back again, showing some toughness, some fight, some resiliency. Those are the important things that you look for with this group. But don't get ahead of yourselves here, thinking that all of a sudden now everything can be forgotten in the past, which it should be. Nothing else that happened prior to today matters. It's about the final 30 games of the season. Whether it's the 5 games back, the 3.5 in front of the Reds, getting in the postseason, seeing what they could do. Yes, we all know that that's important. But there are some things that even in a win, the same way that I would say after a loss, yeah, but there are some good things there that's encouraging. Like the fact that you have, you know, whoever may be over the midst of the losing streak. Yeah, but I still like the Mets back into the bullpen at the top of the order. Those are things that we were saying when they were losing to still have belief. But even with the win last night, there is reason for concern. Two of their more integral pieces last night did not get the job done. That's a problem. Sean Manaea going 4 2/3 is a problem. Ryan Helsley not being able to get a clean inning when they desperately needed it, that's a problem. Right now, the Mets don't have an ace. Senga and Manaea have not pitched like that. That's an issue. All right, you love Nolan McClain. Great. He's done it for 2 starts. So do you know that he's going to be that guy? So just relax. Yeah, enjoy the wins. Get pumped up. Go for the sweep tonight. Hey, if the Mets don't sweep the Phillies, then they're not going to be in the conversation for the division. So right now, yeah, everything's back on. Game back on. Go win the division. Sure, it seems like that. But all it takes is one little slip up and a loss to the Phillies, and that's back off the table, and then it's about the postseason again, just getting there. Which we expect the Mets to do, but they've put themselves in a tough spot where they're going to have to fight tooth and nail to be able to get there. And now, if you spin it forward, not even just for these 30 games, but also in the postseason, without Manaea being a force, and they could say that he's working his way back up. How many starts are going to take here for Sean Manaea to work his way back up? The good news is that he could be a very effective pitcher. The bad news is that it's only for 3 or 4 innings. So now they have to figure out how to best utilize that. Also, they clearly need a new eighth inning guy. Helsley is not it. He can't be it. It's disappointing. It's shocking. You can't. This is not the time to be, well, we'll try it. Last night, I agreed with the decision from Mendoza to go out there and have Helsley start that eighth inning. There's no way you're bringing Rogers back out, even though it was a quick seventh inning. He's a one-inning guy. Start him with a clean inning. Rogers going to get the job done more often than not. He did his job. The only debate to me was if you're going to have Diaz pitch the full 2 innings there. And it's something I thought about, and the reason why I would say no is because you have to win tonight as well. And if you pitch Diaz for 2 innings right out of the gate, then you know you're likely not going to have him available for the next game, which they need. They could 2 out of 3 against the Phillies in this series, not good enough. Mets have to sweep if you want to win the division. If you want to be taken seriously in the NL East, you got to sweep the Phillies. And I'm sure that's what they're thinking. They know it. The Phillies know it. We should know it. 2 out of 3, not good enough. Can't go back to a 6-game deficit and have another game off the board. It would take a miracle for the Mets to win the division in that case. However, if they do sweep, now it's not necessarily a miracle. Now it's, okay, they've got a shot. Still going to be an uphill battle, but at least you'd be in the game. So anyway, you can't use Diaz right out of the gate for 2 innings and then take him off the table the next night. So you need your guy Helsley to go out there and do the job. And the one thing he couldn't do under any circumstance was give up that home run to Bader. Because otherwise he'd be out of the game after that. If Bader gets on, get out, you could go to Diaz right then and there for the 5-out save. And at least it was out of necessity. You tried it with Helsley, didn't work. Walk a guy, tough. You know, the problem with Helsley is his fastball can't put people away. That's an issue. He can't put guys away. How many times are you going to watch it last night? 101 on the radar. Meanwhile, Diaz is throwing 98, and it looks like it's 120 blowing guys away. But Helsley's 101 on the radar. It's as straight as an arrow, and he can't put guys away. Fighting it off. Until they eventually walk or tattoo one, square one up, they hit it 9 miles. Harrison freaking Bader. Point is, Helsley cannot be the eighth inning guy. So even with the win last night, and I'm as excited as anybody else. I want to see this team win the division. You know that. Desperately. I thought that they would. I held out hope. Forget hope. That's the wrong word. I held out belief as long as I could. And where I really truly stopped believing in the division was Sunday when they coughed that game up to the Braves, combined with the Phillies win, knowing that it was a 7-game deficit. I didn't believe. Of course it was still possible, but I'd be lying to you if I said I believed they were going to win the division at that point. Because I knew what it would take. Minimum a sweep of the Phillies, and I did not think that was going to happen. And now that's there. That is possible. They've done a great job. But even with that win last night, there are some major, major concerns, like not having an eighth inning reliever or trying to figure out who that's going to be. You know, if you were to ask me 5 days ago, I said, hey, maybe call up Tong and have him come out of the bullpen and be that weapon. Well, clearly that's not going to be the case. They finally brought up Tong, but he's going to be a starter starting Friday night. Okay, it's good that he's up here. Better late than never, I guess. But he's not going to be that weapon out of the pen. So who the hell is going to be the eighth inning guy for this team? You can't have Diaz going, you know, 2 innings every time. Again, I'm thinking big picture. Big picture, talking postseason, you know, trying to get there. And then, of course, in the postseason. Helsley is a major problem. So, yes, it's great to have the win. And the Mets offense has been great. But there were 2 bad signs last night, even in the win, that should have you concerned long-term, big picture. Final 30 games, and then, of course, in the postseason with Manaea and Helsley. I don't know how you could overcome that. You know, they went and made a big trade, obviously multiple trades, to shore up that bullpen. And it's only going to work if those guys do their job. And Helsley, it's not that he's going to be perfect every single time. Rogers hasn't, but he's done his job. Helsley has been awful almost every time. And just when you thought maybe he could start to turn the corner after a clean inning the night before, he goes out there with a two-run lead last night and gets beat yet again. So no longer can the Mets roll him out there and say, let's hope he gets a turnaround. Let's put him in a spot where, you know, we're going to get the most out of him. They tried that. It didn't work. He's now got to be removed from that high leverage situation. So do you push Rogers to the eighth inning? Do you keep Rogers in the seventh and then go with Rayleigh as an eighth inning guy? Is it just matchup dependent? Either way, it is a problem for the Mets. I mean, David Stearns can talk about how, well, at this point in the season, it's about having our best players on the roster or best pitchers on the roster or best, you know, 13, 14, whatever it may be. Okay, you want to have your – well, is Helsley one of those guys? Right now, the guy, he's an automatic run machine. I'm not trying to rip on the guy, but you can't trust him. That's a major problem. And the reason why it's magnified is because of the other major problem that they have with Sean Manaea not being able to give them any length. That's an issue. Because now you need more from your bullpen, and one of your biggest weapons that was supposed to be one of your biggest weapons with Helsley is not, you can't use him. He's unusable at this point. Unpitchable. You might as well put him in the same category as Frankie Montas. Unpitchable. And that's a problem. So while it's great to be excited and it's nice to have everybody back on the Mets bandwagon, oh, this wretched team. Those were the words that were being thrown out there with the New York Mets. And then just two wins against the Phillies. And by the way, it's not just the two wins against the Phillies. They did win two out of three in Atlanta and should have won more. And even with their awful stretch, you could tell that they should have won more of those games that they coughed up and lost. The offense is not just getting going. The offense has been going since August. It's the pitching that has killed them, and that's still a problem. So don't let the results fool you. Yes, you should get excited about it. Yes, it is about the results down the stretch here. Obviously, they need to win these games. But don't let the results fool you. Those issues still remain. Senga cannot pitch without extra rest. And even when he does, he's still not effective. And Manaea is not effective beyond four innings. Those are made up. How do you overcome that? How do the Mets overcome that? And the answer would be, well, they have a loaded bullpen, Sal. And I would say, you know what? You're right. That's the way to overcome it. Get to that bullpen early, especially in the postseason. But when you take out one of the key pieces in that bullpen with Helsley not being effective, now you've got a problem. So they're trying to figure this out on the fly. 30 games to go, fighting for their division lives tonight because a loss would officially bury them in the division. A win keeps hope alive. Still four back with 29 to go is not ideal, but you take it. You know, they're not going to win. You know, they're going to go 25-4 over these next, you know, final 29 games after tonight, even if they won. And it may take that. For whatever reason, think about it this way. When you, as it pertains to the division, the Mets have dominated the Phillies, right? Just losing two out of three in Philadelphia. Other than that, you know, they swept them early on. You could go back to last year if you want in the postseason, although they're different teams, so I don't know the relevance there necessarily, other than maybe it's just in the Phillies' head when they come play the Mets. And now the first two here, and what, you know, it's not just the biggest games for the Mets, it's also the biggest games in the Phillies' season. But think about how bad this is that the Mets can dominate the Phillies head-to-head and still be significantly worse in the NL East. The Mets have owned the Phillies, but yet they're five games back still at this point. So what happens when the Phillies go away? You know, the Mets get back to their normal schedule, and the Phillies get back to their normal schedule. We are live here from the Salt Shack with Surfside. It's a fun day here. My home on Long Island. It's nice to be back. It's a great atmosphere, great event. It's very early in the morning, obviously. We'll get things started, although the volleyball fields here, the volleyball court, not looking good with the beach underwater. But this is a great setup. Fun to be out here. Enjoy a summer, you know, I was going to say summer Saturday. It's not even, I'm on vacation. This is the middle of my vacation here. It's Wednesday afternoon. And we're having fun. Looking forward to having some Surfsides here in the midst of this huge Phillies-Mets series. Of course, but we're live here from the Salt Shack. Come down if you're around the area. If you're not, give us a call, 888-808-1019. It's a bigger issue than just the results of the games last night for the Mets. They should not be five or seven games worse than the Phillies, obviously, which they were coming in, and now five after winning the first two. That's how poorly the Mets have played. They put themselves in this hole where there is no margin for error. The first two games of the series mean nothing without a sweep. Sweep the Phillies, and then we could talk. And even then, from there, there are some issues with this ball club that you have to have concerns about. Now, I'll still take my chances, get to the postseason. Hey, it's not just anybody can win once you get to the playoffs. It's that the Mets legitimately have pieces that you should believe in. Lindor, Soto, Alonso, Diaz, Rogers, they do have pieces that you can believe in. Unfortunately, a couple of the main key pieces for this team have just not gotten the job done. And it got overlooked last night because they came back and won. If they didn't win that game, Helsley's going to get ripped, we know that. But the Manaea aspect of it, Manaea only going 4 2/3, that's going to get overlooked because the Mets won. Senga not being good in game one of the series is going to get overlooked because the Mets won. And that should not be the case. There are still big flaws when it comes to this ball club that with 30 games to go, you want to say, well, they got to figure it out. I don't know how you figure it out. Bringing Tong up is one solution potentially, but what do you expect now? So you expect Nolan McClain to come up and be perfect every start? He's not going to be perfect every start. What if he goes out there tonight and has a subpar performance? Not his fault. But it's that there's no wiggle room with this group. Tong, what if he comes up and doesn't have it and isn't dominant the way that he's been to start his career, you know, in the minor league career, Double A and then Triple A?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.